Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I want to welcome everyone listening on Blog Talk Radio and those listening on Facebook Live or actually watching also. If you're on Facebook and you want to listen, you can click on the link and you can be on Blog Talk Radio. Also, if you want to hear that. What I want to get into tonight is it's deplorables 2.0 all over again. Is Joe Biden is resurrecting old lies and dog whistles and all this stuff. This mirrored like places like Breitbart. I'm going to get into that. You know, Bernie Sanders admits that just taxing the rich isn't going to be enough for Medicare for all. But don't worry, if you make under $250,000, your taxes won't go up. Be prepared, you're going to be paying millions. Yeah, if you're going to Bernie Sanders' plan, you won't even have money. Nothing changes from the Mueller report, President Trump wrote on Twitter. I want to get into that because all of a sudden, because when Mueller spoke out, it proves Trump did something. It proves it, and we're going to go after him. Delaware County District Library in Delaware, Ohio is gearing up to host a Drag 101 class for teenagers. I want to get into, because there's lots of controversy with that, with a lot of people saying, how dare you use my federal tax money, you know, to fund this, and I'll get into that. Adam Schiff is like, Mueller, I can't wait to hear him testify in front of, you know, the House Judiciary Committee and the Congress and all this stuff. And Adam Schiff, I guess you didn't hear what Mueller said. Anything, and even if he was subpoenaed, I guarantee you, refer back to the report. Since 1770s, we have strived to be a country that provides equal protection under the law. That, and I also want to get into Illinois, because Illinois is actually has a bill that's going now to the House that passed the Senate to legalize marijuana. And some of these may not mean anything because there is a federal district court who is adamantly going to the DEA saying, you need to reschedule marijuana, and they're demanding it. It's going to be interesting. And also, the last 15 minutes or so, I want to get into some Manchester United transfer news and the facts and what's going to go on and what's happening and who's going to stay at United and who's going to leave United. So, welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. And as many of you know, there's a conversation page I have, and I post stuff that means thing to me, you know, different stuff. And so, check that out. Get involved there. I also have a PayPal link if you want to help make this conversation bigger and grow. I've kind of been doing a lot of thinking about it because me and my wife are doing thank you, all the Facebook Live people. Me and my wife we're slowly getting better. My wife's getting better. It's a day-to-day thing for me. I feel today, but I'm getting better. I'm still on antibiotics. You know, and I'm taking oregano oil and all that stuff, so. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers. We are getting slowly better. But I want to thank you so much. And when I select the date, it'll probably be like 3 weeks in advance. I'll let you know. I'm going to do, my doctor's been running. He's like, man, people need to hear your story and all this stuff. So I'm going to do a thing called My Story. I want to explain my life and things I deal with and what's gone on in my life. And you know, and my doctor was like, man, you're just kind of an inspiration, and I don't see it, but, you know, that's just me, but my doctor is, like, for about, I think, 9 years ago, I think, probably was, people were like, what's going on? You read all this stuff on Facebook and all this stuff, and I was just tired of explaining this, what's going on, this was yada, 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 and I did a couple, before I had a microphone, before I had anything, I did a couple blog talks called My Myopathy, and I went from there into what's now the conversation, but when I did that, I just kind of explained what goes on, you know, some of my story and this and that, and I'm gonna do an hour thing, and whether it continues, you know, a lot of my support group people, I'm gonna make sure that they're.
Can I weigh in? I have a little suggestion with that. Why don't you interview Dr. Kincaid?
If he would.
I think he would. You could ask him. I think he could also help you with the medical part of it, you know?
We'll see.
And give some people in your support group some tools on where to get help or what to talk to their doctors about.
I'll see.
I mean, that's just, like I said, just a suggestion and an idea.
Yeah. But we'll see when I do it or what happens. So we'll see what happens, whatever. It's basically like it's mainly my history, what I go through, what I deal with, you know, from the beginning to all kinds of stuff. And, you know, so we'll see how that goes and whatever. So
if he could explain, like, your muscle test, what exactly they did.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, I do know a lot about that because, like, when he told me what I had, he went through, this is exactly what
right.
we did and why we did
right.
that. So.
Well, I know that, but I'm just thinking.
Yeah, I know.
He could help.
We'll
but
see
if
he
you
would.
You don't want to do that. You don't have to.
Oh, I know. Well, I'd have to see if he'd even be interested in doing anything like that. So we'd have to see.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And, you know, we live in a country that's not, we're not perfect. I'm not going to, I mean, anyone that says, oh, well, under Barack Hussein Obama, I feel, I don't remember before Barack Obama this huge divide. I don't remember when I grew up. People wanting separate graduations and separate dormitories. But we have that now. There's always going to be racism in this world. There's always going to be racism everywhere. There's always going to be women that think they're better than men. Men that think they're better than women. Men that think that women should just stay at home. Women that think that, no, man. You know, so. You're always going to have that. And we've always strived to be a nation that basically steps up and says, guess what, folks? We're going to try to give equal protection for people under the law. And we're deplorables now, again. Because now Biden's personally, well, I got border, you know, like, they want to sit there and say that because there are illegal Mexicans crossing this border and murdering people, how dare we stereotype all Mexicans as being that? Or he gets that, I have no idea, because I'll explain. There are people crossing this border illegally that are not vetted, that do not have any documents who they are. They've been deported 6-7 times and they murder. First of all, they're illegal, so they violated a law. We're not a nation of free will-nilly. We're a nation of laws. Mexicans are great. You're here legally, they're great people. Man, they crank up the Pepe Aguilera, man. You ever heard of Christina Aguilera? Her uncle is Pepe, and he's like 50. He's like Elvis to the Mexican. He's incredible. I wish I understood what he said because the music is amazing. I don't have a problem with Mexicans. I don't have a problem with Russians or Polish or German or Slovak or Ukrainians or Irish. If you're here legally, if you're here illegally, undocumented, I have a problem with that. Oh, but, you know, we can't stereotype two or three bad, you know, how dare we have a wall just because two or three illegals get across and kill people. How dare that? Oh, but if a criminal kills people with guns, I should have mine taken away. And how dare we have Fox News and Breitbart and all these right-wing conservative groups that want to divide this country? Divide the country how? What was Black Lives Matter when George Herbert Walker Bush was president? What was Black Lives Matter? Where was all these people wanting separate dormitories? That was Barack Obama who was dividing this country. That was Barack Obama who was doing stuff. Not the other way around. I don't care who you are. If I want the best person backing me up, if I'm an officer, or I'm a firefighter, or I'm a doctor, I don't care if you're Indian. I don't care. If I'm going to be doing an operation and a guy helping me is from India, thank you, I hear you need scalp. There's your scalpel, sir. I don't care. I don't care where he's from. If he's the best person for the job, that's who I want. I want a Japanese person doing my operation if he's the best person, the best qualified. I want a black guy operating on me or helping me. If my house is on fire, I want a whole black fire department if that means that they're the best. If they're the ones that are sacrificing and putting their life on the line. But, you know, we want to divide this nation, and how dare we stereotype that all Muslims are terrorists? Well, you want to say all gun owners are evil because one or two, but... Bernie Sanders has even come out. This is hilarious. He had, because he wants Medicaid, Medicare for all and all this crap. He's come out and said... Medicare for all and all this stuff, that taxing the rich will not be enough. Oh, we're going to have to dip into your pocketbook. Yeah, your 5 million, yeah, your taxes are just going to massively skyrocket. They are. I mean, we all have inspirations in our lives. You know, I'm not against helping people. But, I mean, let's say you don't like the NFL. Let's say you don't like NHL. If you don't like the NHL or you don't like this, why should your tax dollars go to fund something you don't support? It's hard to find countries that want to have Olympics anymore. Why? Because they spend billions of dollars building all these fancy stadiums that as soon as the Olympics are over, they're gone. If you want to cry... If you want to see a grown man cry or see me watch those Olympic after videos where it'll go to like Greece and Germany and Russia where they built these Olympic swimming pools. And once the Olympics were over, they never used them again. They built this stadium, and once it was built, it was never used again. And they're falling apart, and they spent billions. That's why they wanted the Olympics in Chicago so bad, Obama and Hillary and Oprah wanted it, because there were people they knew that were going to get millions of dollars to fix up this Chicago, the bad parts of Chicago, make it look good, so that then they could turn around and take that decrepit land that they got for next to nothing and sell it and get lots of money. You know, go to South Chicago anymore. Go to South Chicago. You know what those black people say? I don't care if it's a Democrat, Republican, white, black, Native American, doesn't matter. If someone's going to look after me and have my best interest at heart, there you go. If I had my own restaurant, you know who I'd hire? I'd hire special needs. I'd hire autistic people. I'd hire Down syndrome people. They're amazing. They're great. They care about what they do. They take pride in what they do. We've lost that in this country. We've lost people that take pride. Everyone just wants stuff handed to them. Where's my money? No one wants to earn anything. I did a funny comedy thing. I did a dumpster shopping network, and there was like a wicker. There was a chair, and there was like a I think it's a quarter inch rounded reed, and it's woven. And I took it out, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna sand that down a little bit. I'm gonna stain it, and I'm gonna get some flat reed, some 5/8 inch. And I watched the video, and the guy says, you've soaked the flat reed. It's got to be done all in like an hour. And he shows how to do it, and it's awesome. And I'm gonna refix the chair. To me, I love doing stuff with my hands. I love sitting in a chair. I made a Gibson style Les Paul guitar, and I love playing it because it's made. You stain it and you sand it and you put the neck on and you have to do work on it, you know, so you have to put in the electronics and all that stuff, and it's fun. That, you know, playing something, you know, you had a part in, you had a hand in, you know. And you know, when I get to play my guitar in that chair, it's even going to be greater because now I got a place I can sit down. And we've lost that in this country. We've lost people that care. And it's just sad because, you know, we need to get that back because so many of these kids today are just marching and chanting and raving. They don't have any idea what they're saying or what they want or what they mean. Because when you sit down and really talk to these kids, they have no clue. Well, I support that. Well, you're marching against it, huh? I mean, the dollar's not that valuable. Now they want to Medicaid for all, Medicare for all. Don't worry. We'll have to tax everybody lots of money because we don't have enough. You know, taxing the wealthy isn't going to do it. I mean, and I've seen this from the right and the left because basically if they impeach Trump, if they go after to impeach Trump, he's going to win hands down the 2020 election. And this is coming from people on the left. This is coming from people on the left because there's not one shred of evidence. I remember when Kenneth Starr did the report on Bill Clinton. He goes, here's the 11 criminal things that I found on him. He violated this. He violated this. He did this. He did this. These are the laws he broke. He can't indict him. He can't indict a sitting president, but he can't do that. But he can say, hey, here's the criminal acts in front of him. Mueller could have done that. Mueller could have said, well, yeah, there is this trail of evidence. But there was nothing. But that's the thing. All you have are the people on the left and these liberals shouting, impeach, impeach. What has the Democratic House done? What have they done? Nothing. All they spent millions of dollars and lots of time going after, we're going to impeach Trump. And I'll tell you my belief on this. They were hoping that when they sat there and they said, there's collusion, we have proof that, and they got permission to look into Trump further, that they were going to find something. They were going to find something. Guess what? He forgot to pay in kindergarten. Trump forgot to pay for a school book, and we're going to nail him. He's going to be thrown out of office because he didn't. Okay, Trump would be like, how much you need? I'm going to buy the whole library. Yep, here you go. Here's $100 million. Yep, congratulations. Upgrade the school library. But that's the thing. You know, I truly believe this whole Russia collusion was an attempt to, because there has, it's like, I'm one of the few people who's seen every single solitary South Park episode because there was one they only aired like the night of, and it made fun of Mohammed, and they never aired it again. And like the last like minute and a half, Kyle was bleep the whole time. And they, when they did that Scientology episode where Tom Cruise wouldn't come out of the closet, the Scientologists did, they had massive amounts of people trying to find any dirt on Trey Parker and Matthew Stone so that they would get them not to air that, and they did it. And they couldn't find anything. And Trey Parker and Matthew Stone said, if they were found some, I would have, oh, that was us. Yep. And that's what's up, you know? And they couldn't. And I think that's what they were trying to do, that maybe if we dig deep, we'll find something. All they're doing is spending 4 years trying to dig up something on Trump. And the reason why they're doing this is because they got to keep a bunch of people at bay. And one of my friends goes, well, what are you talking about at bay? Well, okay, Hillary Clinton was 100% guaranteed, well, 99.9999998% chance of winning the election. And then, because if you looked at the election, all the kids were like, huh, how can that be? We were, it's sort of like watching ESPN and FS1 and all these sports channels, and the Packers can never lose, and you bet money on the Packers, and then they get blown out of the water. Well, everyone said they were going to win. I was told I bet $1,000, and they said the Packers weren't going to lose. They lost to the Cowboys. That's how they look. Like, wait a minute. We were told there's no way in a million years Trump could win. And he won. What they, you know, and then they had to play this game. And they said, well, we'll do this. Maybe we'll find something that can get him shut down. I mean, you have Adam Schiff coming out, well, you know, Mueller, I guarantee you, I can't wait to see him testify. Yeah, if you get a subpoena for him, he'll be like, okay, I refer to the report on that. So if everyone asks you a question, yeah, I refer the report. He won't testify. He's done. If they had something evidence-wise, he could say, yes, this is what the report found, this. I can't indict him, but I can tell you what we found that was criminal or what was negligent. They could do that. But they didn't. There's nothing.
You think you will testify?
No, if he was subpoenaed, he would say, okay, they would ask him a question, refer to the report.
I still wish someone would listen to my theory that Clinton, she threatened him, or someone has something on him.
Well, yeah. I think them testifying, they're trying to get him to admit that there was collusion. It's not like he's going to testify against.
Right.
They want him to testify against Trump.
I do know that Trump said today that he wanted the FBI job, and he didn't get it. But then the next day, he got the special counsel job. But because before all this, everybody on both sides just, he's the most stand-up guy. He's the best guy for the job, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
you know, he's a straight arrow.
They're going to love him until he doesn't go for their part.
I still think he was threatened somehow, some way. I honestly don't know what to think, because I still want to know, why didn't he just, the investigation was a hoax from the beginning. There was no collusion.
Yeah.
He knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't he just say that? Why didn't he stretch it out 2 years? Is it so he could get pack his bags and leave? Because
probably.
You know he's being threatened? I mean, why didn't he just lie and say, yeah, there was collusion? Why didn't he give the Democrats what they wanted?
I don't. I mean, to me, if he's gonna, if it's testifying, if they're trying to get him that, well, we want him to admit that there is something. Like they believe it. See, liberals believe that
they're
there is.
They're not gonna be happy until someone says there is.
Yeah. It's a Black Lives Matter thing where it doesn't matter. He's 100% innocent, but as long until the police are hung, even though it's he just yeah, I was shot at, so I fought back. And when I okay, when the cop shot at and then he fights back and then the guy dies, oh, that's police brutality.
Right.
You know, and until the cop is hung for what he did, which was the right thing to do.
Well, I still want to know why he just didn't give them what they wanted to say that there was collusion flat out. If you were listening to the mainstream media, you know, the fake news,
yeah,
you would have thought all of a sudden it changed to where it did say he's collusion and Trump's a big lie.
Yeah, that's what they're saying about when Mueller gave his speech yesterday.
Right.
He was basically, well,
yeah,
well, look at what Kenneth Starr basically admitted this, which, you know, he
yeah.
could have said if there's something.
CNN and its banner, Trump's lying.
Yeah. Well, if you, well, if they ask, would Mueller testify against, you know, to go after Hillary Clinton or Obama, that's one thing. If it's like going after to try to prove that Trump did something illegal, you know, didn't say what he's going to, you know, because everyone thinks that he's going to testify and we're going to get him up there and we're going to get him to admit that Russia collusion happened and...
There's one question that he just won't answer that I don't think he will justify. Because, you know, there's some Republicans that's going to ask him, oh, Lindsey Graham is running him. Oh, they're running him. Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham and them, they're running him to testify so bad. So they have questions.
Yeah, like, why did it take this long if there's not... Oh, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, and that's crazy. Because, I mean, it makes you wonder why that long if there's... Like I've said before, and I've said this a million times, I truly believe they made up this Rush... Someone made up this Russian hoax because they were going to get... They were going to look into Trump and hopefully find something that they could nail him on. It wasn't going to be collusion, but they were going to nail him for something else.
Well, was it Strzok or Page? They said that they had an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, this is very interesting. This is out of Delaware County, Ohio. A public library is to offer drag classes, drag 101 for teenagers. So that they can go to the public library and learn about being a drag queen and putting on makeup and all this stuff. If you really want to learn how to put on makeup and you're 16, ask your mom.
That's not always good. My mom, I've never seen, she never puts makeup on.
Well, if she wears makeup. Let me, for the retards out there, let me explain something to you.
There's YouTube, there's all kinds of music.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but, you know, don't go to your mom if she's never done it. If your mom doesn't wear a bra and she's a tomboy, don't ask her how to put on a dress, okay? I'm just going to put that out there because someone could say, well, you said they should go talk to their parents when the parents may not wear makeup.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what's happening. See, even my wife gets her sometimes just like has to clarify things. I'm not, and that's not bad, but we have to do that because somebody's going to say, well, what if the parent doesn't do this or doesn't do that? You know, what if the... Well, at least it's for teenagers, not for, like, six-year-olds, you know? But remember, there are some world records that have been broken in women's relays that were actually men that broke the record. But there is tons of debate over this because there are people that, well, what do you think? I mean, why are my tax dollars being spent to do this or to do that? I'll give you a little money-making tip. You want to know how to make some money? If there's anything you want to learn and you can't find it on YouTube, figure out how to do it and then teach people. I mean, it's amazing. Like when with this chair, because one of my good friends, Misty Richards, I always see her like buying stuff, and like this is a table I did, and you know, and I kept going back to that video. I'm like, that chair is not bad condition. There's like a thing I need to get some wood grain filler and put it in there and sand it. And I want to do like a mahogany stain because I think I still have some from that guitar I made. And I want to stain it and then do a flat reed, 5/8 flat reed. And, you know, and it's just like, there you go. And there's a guy on YouTube that I do what's called wet shaving. I use a brush and I use a straight blade. You know, imagine this is a straight blade, you know, and you shave like this. You have a single blade called cutthroats. I use those, or I use this safety razor, and with a DE blade, which is double edged blade. And there's tons of people out there that show if, because one of my moms had a friend that got a straight blade razor and went like this, and the first time he used it, sliced himself up so bad, threw it in the garbage. And probably because most of the safety, even if you get a Dovo straight blade razor, like a hollow ground, you're still gonna have to. Is a lot of them, they're not 100% shave ready. You're going to have to get a strop and, you know, because I always thought about getting one like that out of the shavettes where you just put in the single blades. And I thought about, you know, what the heck. But then when I realized, yeah, every time you use it, you need to strop it and you need to keep it maintained. I'm like, I'm too lazy to do all that. But there's tons of people out there. I even put one on because I have a Parker 63C and a guy sent me a link to a company that I might be able to send the stem off to if I wanted to and get it re-rose golded. And, you know, and he said you might be able to find a top for it because the threaded piece, you know. So there's tons of people out there that if you want to do something, you can learn how to do it. You know, you don't have to go to a public library. We can go to the public library and get on the internet and look up stuff if you want to learn how to do that. But it's just one of those things, you know, that so many, we live in a different world. You know, I grew up in a world where you read a cereal box, and now you got all this internet and all this stuff, and so it's a different world we live in. And there, I was reading a thing today on Twitter because they're looking at there's a federal court orders the DEA to promptly consider rescheduling marijuana for those who rely on its medical benefits so they don't unduly suffer. And it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out because, I mean, yeah, it's, will they make it a Schedule II drug, now they Schedule I drug? Will it be something that they even consider? You know, they know it's safe. They know it's been studied since 1964 at the University of Mississippi. We know patients are getting it via your tax dollars. We know all this stuff. And I just think a lot of places are saying, show me the problems that Colorado's having. Show me the problems that Washington State's having. They're not. The only problem they're having is I had 500 beers and I take a hit of a joint and I get in a car accident and they blame the weed, not the 500 beers. You know, so it's about time we grew up. You know, me and my mom got into a discussion about like the medical mushrooms, you know, the psychedelic ones. Well, it's only about like 1%. There are a lot of people who are finding out that those magic mushrooms are helping with migraines and cluster headaches. And I wouldn't go out, don't go out and go lighten up, but, you know, they're looking into nicotine as far as memory retention. It's just one of those things that you know, Illinois is one step away. It's they got a bill going to the House to see if it passes to regulate, you know, and legalize cannabis. And you got to remember, when you look into this, you want to make sure that it's not there. It's, oh, that's legal, but good luck trying to do anything, you know, where there's like 75 restrictions on it. You know, I want it to be like a tomato plant where you can do with it as you please. And I'm tired of these people that like down alcohol like crazy and no one cares. No one cares, but takes a hit of a joint and doesn't even inhale and that evil, he's going to hell. He's gonna, I can't believe it. He is wasting his life away on that stuff. Where's the intervention? Okay there, Bill. Mary Jane, you have been using marijuana for a long time now, and I'm here to tell you how it affects you in these ways. This is a medical cannabis intervention. I can no longer be with you, Mary Jane, if you consider to continue to use pot. It makes you have less pain, more movement, more energy. It lets you be more free. It shrinks your tumors. It lets you be normal. Just a fake thing, but, you know, you need an intervention if you use cannabis. But, oh, that fifth, I mean, go on YouTube and look up Shoe Nice. The dude just downs, like, bottles of vodka. And, like, this is Jack Daniels. Here's a whole bunch. He drinks it, and it's real. It's a whole bottle. No one has a problem with that. I mean, we call him, I mean, stupid. But that's it. But you look at people, and how dare they? But then you look at medical cannabis, and, well, I could see maybe, you know, for medical purposes. Well, okay, if you want to come home and unwind and relax and de-stress, isn't that medical? Isn't that, you know, a lot of people swear by doing meditation and doing Falun Dafa and Falun Gong, and they believe it helps them de-stress and they have less issues, lower blood pressure, all these things. I mean, you're talking to someone who has lived with medical. You know, I'm going to be, as I said, mentioned earlier in the program, I'm going to be, probably be like 3 or 4 weeks away. I'm going to do something called My Story. And my doctor's always like, people need to hear your story. You know, with all the stuff you go through and how you just try to carry on regardless and just keep going and doing. And, you know, I'm like, I've been thinking about it because I kind of did something in the very beginning of Blog Talk, like, you know, like how I was diagnosed and stuff. But I want to go into it further in my life and what I've been through and different things. And, you know, and my doctor's even been like, hey, you need to possibly go to Michigan or somewhere where you can get the medicine because it would benefit you greatly and have a doctor tell you that. But, you know, there's a reason when you deal with stuff like I deal with, you okay, what is this? Tiger Balm? Let me try it. Let me try this. It's amazing what you'll try. It's amazing what you, anything, any gimmick, any, let me try the aluminum can. These socks are made out of 100% recycled aluminum cans. The aluminum works with the nitrates in your body to help boost in it. What, you know, okay, well, I've heard of copper, but aluminum, okay, let me try these aluminum cans. I wonder if it still has the colorant in it. It's amazing what you'll try when you deal with stuff on a daily basis just to try to be like everyone else. And the show is going to be real. You know, it's going to be very personal. It's not, you know, opening up and saying, hey, this is, you know, I'm going to get my support group. I'm going to tag them so that they can, so that any, you know, I'll have it so that they can make sure that they can at some point see it when it's live or whatever, because I have people from all over, you know, in the beginning, I started that group because I needed help, and now it helps. I'm almost at 700, I'm 690 people, and I had to get some moderators. So I need some help now. Reading comments from like 40 people, that's a lot of work, you know, but it's like, how dare you want to legalize cannabis? It's dangerous. Well, okay, well, you have no idea. First of all, where do you get this dangerous? You know, I'll try magic mushrooms if they're going to help me. They're going to be beneficial to me. If they're going to relieve my pain. Okay, I'm game. You know, and that's one of those things. But when you have something that's been proven for so long to be so beneficial and to do so much, and they've seen, wow, usage with kids is down in Colorado. I mean, I'm one of those people, I'll admit that now that I'm 21, you know, basically, once I was able to drink, it wasn't like that cool anymore. Okay, now I can drink, so what the hell, what's the point, you know? But it's just one of those things, and I think going up with all these issues, and you see, well, wait a minute here. Pharmaceutical companies used cannabis, and it worked, and they had. You start to see all the BS that goes on, and you start to, well, okay, if cannabis is known to cure cancer, known to relieve pain, do all these beneficial things, but they say it doesn't, but it's been proven for thousands of years that they're lying about that. What else? Then you question everything that goes on. Well, okay, well, you know, why did Mueller have that report for 2 years? Why did he drag it on if there's nothing there? Did it take him that long to interview and get all their ducks in a row and look at it? If that's the case, fine. If they knew in two weeks that, okay, there's nothing to this. Okay. You know, I guess I've grown up, you know, questioning with boldness. Okay, let me see if this is true. Let me see if this is true. Okay, did Barack Obama's mom really get denied coverage with health insurance? No, she didn't. She tried to get, like, her mortgage and stuff paid for. I mean, you even have people on the left that say that Trump's going to walk in easily if you go after impeachment, and you have no hard evidence. If there's nothing that says he did anything wrong and you try to impeach, Trump's going to walk into the White House. You know, and that's where we're at. You know, what has the government done for us except for spend our money, 2 years of it, to have nothing come up on Trump? What have they done? I mean, if I'm going to read this, because I forgot what I wrote, but this is just great words. Okay. Because the liberal elitists demand that Congress impeach Trump after Mueller speaks. It's your effing job. Okay. Has it occurred to anyone that in today's statement, Robert Mueller delivered everything on Russia's wish list? Our system is in turmoil. Our government is paralyzed by this issue. Congress is accomplishing nothing of significance other than conducting redundant investigations and slinging mud and undocumented accusations. The media is fixated on impeachment. The president is under constant attack. Our nation is severely divided. Mueller couldn't have been more effective for the Russians than if he had worked as a secret agent for an old Russian KGB. Mueller could have clarified and settled the issues swirling around his report, but instead he just pondered and poured kerosene on the flames and ran for home. Americans should remember that under our system, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. Mueller said he couldn't exonerate Donald Trump, but he obviously couldn't find grounds to indict him either. Therefore, Trump remains innocent of any charges. In the Clinton's final investigation report, the special counsel used the term guilty at least 11 times. Didn't say anything about that in Trump's report. What biased? It's crazy. But that's this world we live in. That's the world we live in. Got about 3 minutes or so, and I'm going to get into some English Premier League news. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are, on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I guess in a way, sometimes this disease that sucks and all the doctors and everything I've seen and gone through and my whole story, it's been a blessing. It's opened my eyes to see, well, if you find out that this is very beneficial, but it's highly illegal, well, if they lie about this, and you question everything you're taught. You question everything you see. And then you'll have some doctors that say, well, you know, this, nope, that, yes, this, yes, that, yeah, that, whatever. You know, and you... It's just crazy. Because, like, we care what Rob Reiner thinks. Oh, he says that we need to impeach Trump, so let's do it. Oh, hail Rob Reiner. Oh, don't, where's George R.R.R. Martin? He probably has something to say about it, too. You know, do what you're paid to do, entertain. I don't go to Rob Reiner for political advice. Leave it up to people that look into this, that are objective, and say, hey, you know, just like when Obama was president, people who made under $250,000, your taxes won't go up. Look at your taxes. Did they go up or did they not? If they went up, you knew he was a lying sack of beep. If not, then, hey, guess what? He did. Like a lot of got friends on the left that would tell me, say what you want, at least Trump is doing what he said he would do, whether I agree with it or not. He's doing what he said he would do. But they keep trying to push this right polarization where you have people like Bernie Sanders and all this stuff. This is, we don't judge people. If you're illegal, you're illegal, period. I don't care where you come from. Because some people think that when you talk about illegals, you're only talking about one race, and that's the Mexicans. And because someone said that to me, I'm like, so where does illegal mean Mexican? I mean, if you're from Russia, or you're from China, or you're from India, or you're from Pakistan or Turkey, and you come here illegally with no documentation over the border, that makes you illegal, period. If I didn't have documentation, I'd be illegal. And feel free to like I don't know what's on this thing anymore. But they have like laugh, wow, like, sad, angry, whatever. Because I can't. Because as many of you probably know, by the time the show's over, say I have like 50 views, 30 views, 40 views, I can't see who watches when or whatever. You know, it doesn't show who's watching or if anyone is, so it's just one of those things, you know. So if you want to give a shout out, ask questions, if you're new, whatever, feel free. But I want to get into some United Transfer Premier League news and the latest and what's going on with Manchester United and this and that. And I just think it's because I was working, but when I was at work near the end, I was listening to some of the United Stand. And if you're new to the program, United Stand was started by Mark Olbridge, a huge fan that they used to just get together and they would talk about online football. And it's gone from just talking on like Facebook Live about football amongst each other. It got to where he started the United Stand and he does watch-alongs. And because like back in the day, I used to be able to, on TuneIn, be able to get the Premier League games on the radio. And then now it goes, sorry, you cannot hear this game due to rights restrictions, because I guess it's, since it's on TV, you can't listen to the radio version or whatever. So there'd be every once in a while, somebody would have Facebook Live. They'd have like a YouTube Live where they would have like the commentary or whatever until it would get shut down or this or that. And I found the United Stand where he'd do watch-alongs and you just turn off the TV. You turn the volume off on the TV so you watch the game and you just talk about it. He talks about it and you can comment with other fans or what do you think's going on. And, you know, and I wanted to say this when he was on there. I just like, you know, like, what do you think? You know, like, if I was to comment, you know, who is going to come? I'm psychic and I'll tell you who's going to come to United and who's going to leave United. And I'll tell you once the transfer window is over. Because there is so much bullcrap. One day, they say that Romelu Lukaku has agreed to terms to Inter Milan. But there's a lot of people that say, is Inter Milan willing to pay the £7 million that Lukaku is worth, or even more? You know, Paul Pogba, he's worth £150 million. Yes, he wants to go to Real Madrid, and yes, Zinedine Zidane wants him. Are they going to pay that $150 million? I believe Zinedine Zidane and Real Madrid are going to get Pogba next year. Because they'll have him. Because why pay $150 million now? Wait till his contract runs out and they don't have a transfer clause. They don't have to have a transfer fee and they can get him for nothing. There you go. Problem solved. Bam. Get him for £70 million. So, you know, I mean, there's talk about, is De Ligt coming? There's rumor that he hasn't made up his mind. You know, Bruno Fernandes, is he going to come? I've heard Bruno Fernandes, I think De Ligt has a good chance of coming, but I don't think he's made up his mind. I mean, Daniel James, you know, there's some people that say, well, do they want to wait till after? Because, I mean, like, I think it is Rashford. He needs to take a couple months and not do a damn thing and just relax and recoup. No. What's he doing? He's on national team duty for England. So he's not going to, so he's going to come back right from England duty with no time to rest to go right into training to be preparing for next season. He needs to take some time off and get his head in the game. If we're even going to keep a player like that. But I don't. And there's talk like, okay, well, what if Daniel James breaks his leg during the England national team? Or injures himself to where he's not probably going to be able to be anything. And we're going to be lucky to have him at any type of playing level because of the injury he did. Should we wait till after national team duties to see if he goes unscathed? That way we don't sign someone that, okay, yeah, he busted up his ankle so bad to where he's probably done with football forever. Now we've got a contract. We've got to pay this guy. He's not going to be able to play. There goes $15 million for a player that will never be able to play. And there's rumors about that. Like, well, do you want to sign people before their international duties? And then what if they get injured and then they can't come? And they can come, but they're going to be really restricted, or it may affect their play for the rest of their time, or who knows? But then, what you say is, okay, we'll take you. You come to United, but, you know, barring you're unscathed. I mean, I think we could be looking at someone like Wan-Bissaka, but everyone's talked. I mean, one of the biggest things I see with this whole United thing is we're in the Amadeo Cup. Yes, we're in the Europa League. Yes. You know, and a lot of the players we really want to get want to play in the Champions League. No one's talking about one thing I've brought up many times. What about saying, hey, you want to be that group of players that in 10 years, 20 years, is a team that in 3 years took them from the Europa League to the Champions League to winning the Champions League. And, you know, you're that set of three or four players or five players that took us and started us on the journey to winning the Premier League title and the Champions League title. All you hear is, well, guess what? Guess what, folks? Are they going to want to come here and, you know, they're the team that plays in Champions League football and to degrade themselves to come down to the Europa League? I mean, well, you look at Cootie Ball. Okay, I don't think Serie A is going to let him go. Wait, I mean, unless he pushes a move to United and says, I really want to come to United. I don't see that happen. I don't. Call me wrong, but I don't see that happening. You know, I think a lot of players that are on international duty, you know, I think they may try to wait until, okay, once they're back, okay, then, yes, we want this deal to happen. We want to make sure that you don't get permanently hurt to where, yeah, you'll be able to come back, but you're not going to be the player you were. Like when Nostroy had that knee problem, he was never the dominant player he was at United. You know, I mean, there was a story today that we're not going to go after a CDM. We're just going to keep. See, I'm a Ole Gunnar Solskjaer supporter, but I'm not going to back him if on game one we have Ashley Young out there, we have Phil Jones, we have Marcus Rashford, we have Juan Mata. If these players that need to go are still there, then they need to go. I'm sorry. You know, if you know, I'm like I said, I'll tell you who we get in the transfer window when it's all over. Because there's rumors that Wan-Bissaka is going to come, and then the next day he's not going to come. And you know, Lukaku has agreed to terms to Inter Milan. Is United going to sell him? And then the next minute, oh, he's probably not going to go because are they really going to pay the money that we want for him and need to get for him? So it's just one of those things that once it happens, it happens, you know. That's all I can say. If it happens, it happens. I think we'll get some. I think Daniel James will sell. I think we could do Harry Maguire for sure. I think we could get a Wan-Bissaka. I don't think you're going to get a Koulibaly. I don't think Serie A is going to let him leave. He wants to be, you know, he wants to play there. I think Pogba's going to stay because Real Madrid aren't going to want to pay the £150 million clause that he's worth. And they're going to wait till his contract runs down next year. That way they don't have to pay a transfer fee. And they can get him for $70 million. About 90 seconds left. And they got Betty Boop over there. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And it looks like it's starting to thunder and lightning out there.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was doing the conversation to my longtime listeners, and tornado sirens are going off. Means one spot is not like coming from my show in mid. Folks, we have tornado sirens going off. One's been spotted, and I'm taking cover. Goodbye. You know, so another wonderful conversation, folks. And just do me a favor, man. Love thy neighbor. Do unto others as you want to have done unto you. And look at people and question boldness. And don't just take my word. Look it up. You know? If someone's struggling, you can be there, you know, lean on them, pick them up. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of the Black Power, We mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.